direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
Welcome back to The Superiority Complex, everyone. How's it going, guys? We got a full studio. Jake's back. John Sandy's here. Justine is here. Patrick is here. And I'm here, of course, your friendly neighborhood podcast host, back with another week. Right off the top, I want to give a shout-out to the newest member of the Castaways podcast family. You've heard us talk about them all the time. The reason I'm bringing them up is because of you, Justine. You are going to enjoy this podcast. You can follow our friend on Twitter at Ariel Jane. And let me spell that for you. Ariel, like the mermaid. Jane, J-A-Y-N-E. She goes under the hashtag at Murder the Sun. And she has a podcast called Murder Under the Midnight Sun. Huh. It's a true crime podcast, and all the stories are crimes that have taken place in Alaska. Which I think, you know, since it's winter and dark a lot of the time, I feel like that sets a mood, even though I don't listen to true crime podcasts.
Is she from Alaska?
I believe she is, but okay. I think she's from, I think she is from Alaska. Yeah.
Yeah. So for people that enjoyed insomnia.
Yeah. 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 There you go. If the cold wilds of Alaska are to your calling, to your liking, then that's a podcast you want to check out. So welcome to the Castaways, Murder Under the Midnight Sun podcast. So, Justine loves a murder podcast still.
Yeah.
Even though we found out last week that she almost...
I'm crazy.
Yeah. She lives at the end of a long drive with no lights.
Yeah.
So just remember, when I'm dead one day, look to the...
say, Justine. Gee, Justine was always into that murder podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get the shirt. The shirt that says my husband did it.
She's learning how to get away with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The boyfriend did it.
Well, Patrick would never. He's so passive and he's so nice.
It's always the quiet one.
I'm not about murdering
people. It's always the nice one.
He's not quiet, though.
They always talk to the neighbor going, you know, they're always kind of quiet.
They blend in with society.
I'm probably the loudest one here.
Not really.
All right, fine.
You didn't see Thor Ragnarok yet.
Well, you're all going to die then.
Well, that's pretty loud.
You're not going to see Thor. You haven't seen Thor Ragnarok yet, have you?
No.
Because I kind of want to kick it off with a little Thor Ragnarok. Okay. But before we do that, just to set the mood, Justine, a week ago, you and I sat here. We were so excited for Game 7 of the World Series.
Oh, why'd you do that?
I skipped game night because we have to talk about it. We have to get it out.
We just about forgot.
The catharsis. The catharsis.
Gesundheit.
Let me just tell you. I'm very disappointed. My immediate reaction when they lost was, and here's the thing, I knew as soon as Bellinger overthrew the ball to Darvish at first base, that play at first base in the first inning, I knew it. I could just tell. And then they went up two runs. They left Darvish in for good, for better, for worse. It ended up being for worse. Three-run home run lasted five pitchers. They got him out of there. Kershaw came in, shut the door. No more scoring. Kershaw and Wood, but the damage was done. And after that, it was just the pitcher for the Houston got himself in trouble. He hit two batters twice.
I don't know how you can do that.
And they could not get a run across the plate because everybody was trying to hit a home run. Nobody was playing base to base. The only person that got an RBI was the veteran.
And they traded him.
Andre Ethier. No, they didn't option his contract.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's just, I mean, he's old. There's no room for him. You have guys now.
That face.
He's old. He's like 30, right?
He's been with the team 12 years. He's been
he's
with the
like
team.
He's like 30, right?
He's in his 30s, which in baseball years is old. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Chase Utley's 38, and they call him the Silver Fox because he's the oldest guy on the team. He's 38. Man, I wish I could be 38 again. Dodgers do not plan big changes. Well, they really don't need to. They have a great staff. It's just there was a bunch of things that went wrong, and it wasn't one particular thing. It was the hanging slider in Game 2. It was Kershaw's subpar performance in Game 4. It was all these things that added up to just them being in that position. And it was a bummer. And
it was.
Baseball is meant to rip your heart out.
Man, to take it to a seventh game, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You felt like anything could happen.
And let me just tell you, by the way, if you were quiet all this season because your team did not make the playoffs or because they were terrible, keep it that way. We don't want to hear from you. We don't need to hear from you. Yeah, I know. I know. It's all the haters piled on. I'm dealing with fans from the north and fans from the east all over the place. So, you know.
I haven't said anything.
No, not you, but, you know.
Let's keep it that way.
So just keep your mouth shut. I was angry immediately. I told my wife, I hope Dave Roberts makes them stay out and watch the celebration that the other team is having on their field. I hope they sit there and watch it. Watch everything.
It's like those coaches where at the end of the game when they lose, they're like, run, do your laps.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, just sit there and watch that and think about it. Think about how close you came.
Oh, my God. Puke was so pissed. Remember that?
And I'm not one of these people, like, I don't want to hear the, great year, Dodgers, next year. No, I want to be bitter and angry for a little bit. Just let me have that. I've waited 20. Don't be bitter. You're not a real fan. Shut up.
You've been waiting 29 years.
I've been waiting 29 years. Yeah, I get to be a little bit angry and disappointed.
You get the right. You're a fan's fan.
You could taste victory and then just have it fall to pieces.
Yeah, give it a couple months. Yeah.
And all you people that were like, oh, they got it this year. It's a lock. See, that's what happens. So baseball is that way. You just never know. So you just never know how it's going to go.
I remember when you texted me, and I was like, I don't see it happening. You're like, are you ready for the comeback? Like,
yeah,
are you sure?
Yeah, I know.
You're whistling past the graveyard.
Yeah, that was me.
We were getting on base. You just didn't take it home.
I was just trying. Yeah, boy, that's a metaphor for my life. but, yeah, I just, yeah.
Yesterday, I had a...
that's it. Just a... Suck the wind right out of the room.
Yesterday, wow. I had a customer come in because she wanted a frame. She got tickets for her husband and her son to go to the last game.
Mm-hmm.
So she got the towel frame, the other giveaway they had, some card thing, and like her ticket and a picture of them. I was like, well, that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a game seven. It's still, you still get to see it.
Yeah.
But,
it was just not a really nice reminder.
You know. Hold on a second. Okay, nothing. All right. So, I'm sorry, Justine. We'll hug later.
Oh, man. You already brought down my spirit.
I feel badly for people like you, my wife, who just either were too young or they weren't fans yet the last time they won. And so, I know a lot of people were like, I'm finally going to see it. It's finally going to happen. And it didn't happen. That's what I felt really bad for. That's who I really feel bad for.
Just people that weren't born yet.
Yeah, I remember. You know,
I was born for their last win, but I was like two. So
yeah.
I've never seen it happen.
So you're the jinx, is what I'm getting. Yeah. All right. Let's go on to something happier.
Yeah, man.
Disney's in the news, guys. Disney's in the news for two things. Number one, I don't know if you saw this. They tried to blacklist the LA Times.
Yeah.
Out of
believe me.
Out of screenings.
Yeah, there was no review of Thor.
So they
and then they had an explanation why there was
And what was great was, so for those of you that don't know, the LA Times ran a sort of expose on the dealings that the city of Anaheim has with Disney, and the article called into question whether or not, you know, the benefits to giving Disney all these tax breaks are really worth it. And, you know, it pointed to a climbing poverty rate in Anaheim, you know, and all these different elements that, you know, all this money from Disney is supposed to help. And they found out that Disney's not exactly paying that much money, really, because they get a lot of breaks.
Right.
And they kind of had their way with the city council. And now the city council is kind of split pro and against Disney. And so that's why their new hotel project, which was supposed to be across the street, across Harbor Boulevard, didn't take place, and they're moving the hotel to a portion of downtown Disney now. So there was this big article, and Disney took umbrage with it and said, well, if that's the way they're going to be, we are not going to allow you advanced screenings of movies like Thor and Star Wars and Coco, which are, you know, big releases. And the LA Times said, you know, we regret to inform you, you know, it's movie season, and we like to keep our readers informed, but because of this article, and the great thing was, great move by the LA Times, they actually linked the article in their announcement, they put a link to it saying, so you can read it here. And they said, you know, and so all yeah. of they were not going to allow the LA Times to have advanced screenings.
Yeah. So now people see why. They can see the way Disney plays.
Yeah. Yeah. And what ended up happening was all these, you know, the New York Critics Association, the Boston Critics Association, all these of the Onion came out, the Onion Navy clips. They said, we're not going to review any Disney movies until this ban is lifted.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. It was
that's
all great. These.
Oh, wow. That's
they
cool.
came out and said, yeah, no. So Disney lifted the ban.
That's cool.
So they lifted the ban. But it was all these other newspaper associations had to like kind of join forces.
Wow,
to
neat,
kind of,
neat.
But it's just another example of the press kind of taking a hit because people don't like what's being reported. And the facts were all there. It wasn't like the writer had a point of view. These were all facts. These are all a matter of public record.
Right, right.
It's just somebody went and compiled them and put them into an easy to read format.
It's what happens when somebody's got too much power.
Yeah.
You know, they think they can just run roughshod.
And then and now, as an interesting footnote, it came to light this week that Disney is also in talks to buy 20th Century Fox.
Is that right?
Yes. Hmm.
God, I didn't hear that.
Fox said they had a meeting. It's potential. It's nothing set in stone. But a lot of nerds immediately got excited because they said, oh, wow, now X-Men will be back in the Marvel Universe and we can have X-Men, Spider-Man crossovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, great nerds. But let's talk about the downside of that.
How about a monopoly?
Yeah, how about one company owning
everything?
And, John, we saw this back in the 80s when Turner bought out MGM.
Yeah.
And what a nightmare that is for getting movies released on video. Who owns what?
Well, Christ, I mean, so, you know, Pixar, Marvel, Lucasfilm, The Muppets. What else do they need? You know what I mean?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
right?
Yeah.
That's Warner Brothers, you know.
But, what do you guys see? Do you guys think there's more potential for an upside here or a downside?
There's never an upside. When one company owns everything, there's never an upside. Every time there's a merger and, you know... Whether it's the business world or the entertainment world, it's never the consumers that benefit.
And I mean, think about it too. How long will it last? So I think eventually it's the same thing they do with any monopoly is they break it up.
Yeah. How many?
Well, it used to be they wouldn't let it get this far. You know what I mean? There used to be kind of an anti-monopoly watchdogs. It doesn't happen anymore. I mean, post Reagan, there's no there's nobody saying you can't absorb everything, you know?
Yeah.
So you do have some situations where you got one company that owns way too much of something, you know?
Yeah, but the Fantastic Four and Daredevil.
And Deadpool.
Yeah. And
we can have a Disney Daredevil.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That's a narrow view. I go, now they can all play together. It's a narrow view because Disney doesn't need any more stuff.
Mm-mm.
They just...
Well, the reason someone pointed out, I think it was in The Onion, they pointed out that the reason they might be trying to buy Fox is for streaming content. Because right now, they're limited to what they can stream. If they, you know, they're going to start their own streaming service, right?
Right. They're pulling stuff off of Netflix.
So all of the Disney movies. So right now they have Disney, Marvel, and Lucasfilm.
Right.
But that's still a small percentage of what's available out there.
I'm sure that's what it is. And they're looking for more content.
They want. Yeah. They really want the television properties.
Yeah.
To be able to put out on their streaming service to go head to head with something like Netflix or.
Yeah.
And they own. I didn't know this. They own a percentage of Hulu as well. So that's why there's a lot of Hulu movies our Disney movies on Hulu.
Yeah.
Well, the name of the game. Yeah.
In other news, not to beat a dead horse, but we always bring up the home video hustle, John. I thought you would be interested in this. They did a question and answer
segment.
A question and answer segment, and PJ had no idea that the movie Song of the South existed or what its origins were. And it was really sad because you heard somebody literally their mind change about this sort of mark that that Disney has on it. Have you ever seen Song of the South, John?
Yeah, I saw it when I was a kid because they used to run it. It's the last time they ran it, I think, was in the 80s. I saw it as a kid, and then I saw it as a teenager. I think I even saw it in high school. It was in rotation with everything else, Pinocchio, Snow White, Jungle Book. They would run it, and then they reached a point where they said, we can't run it. We get too many protests. They had protests when it came out the first time, like in 47 or whatever it was. People were already protesting, saying this is not a good portrayal, you know, of the South at that time. And somehow they would always run it, and then – I'd say like right around 82, 83, they said, okay, that's it. No more re-releases, and we're not going to put it on video. So that's the one movie they've never put on DVD or
except in Japan, where right. you can get the Japanese Laserdisc.
Right, right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I've seen clips.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I've never seen it. I've seen clips.
It's amazing animation. If they could find a way to just put out the animation.
And take everything else.
Yeah, there's really no way to do it. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's... You
it's,
know,
it's a complicated thing because it's based on the book, you know, which is old folk tales. But it's the way they pulled it off. And like I said, they were complaining when it was a new film. There was already complaints from the NAACP. There were already people saying, "This we don't dig this. This is like Gone with the Wind. This is making it look like everyone's real happy to be on the plantation system,
yeah.
you know. But, yeah, so for people that are looking for it, for educational purposes or whatever, there are bootlegs. DVD bootlegs of the Japanese Laserdisc. Yeah.
So I just wanted to get your take, what you guys thought about the, you know, do you want to see Disney buy Fox? So
nope,
Fox,
not really.
Well, they already own Star Wars. Star Wars was the biggest, but they would get X-Men. They would get Deadpool. They would get Fantastic Four.
They would get the
entire Fox back catalog.
But it would change the shows. Like, they probably have all these rules now about they're going to air on Fox.
Isn't Family Guy owned by Fox?
I don't know that Fox Studios, and I don't know if this network would be in the same.
That's the trick, okay. Because when Turner bought MGM, what they got was, it was like, there was like three things they got. They got the real estate, then they got the back catalog of all the old classic movies,
yeah.
and then they had the rights to the new stuff. And Turner kind of like parceled it out and said, I'm going to keep these and do a station with the old shows. That was Turner Classics. He says, that's content for that station. And then he sold, almost immediately sold the real estate, the MGM backlot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the question. Is it just the old Fox movies and shows? And how far back does that go? Does mm-hmm. Fox own all their oldest stuff? I'm not sure about that.
Do they own like the Adventures of Sherlock Holmes from like 1938?
They probably do because there is a Fox channel and I think they run a lot of that old stuff.
I don't know, man. I don't need to see Deadpool and Spider-Man that badly.
No, I want it to happen, but I think it happening across Twitter is enough.
I just ultimately can't imagine it's a good thing for them to own even more titles. That is down the line that is going to It's
no.
not going to work out.
Yeah. Well, because movies now, it's a mess to get things released. It's a horrible mess.
Imagine having it all coming through one company.
Yeah. No, we don't need that.
And talk look, about the blockage on that pipe.
And then look what they just tried to pull right now with the critics, you know, with the LA Times.
Exactly. Do you want them to have more power? It's like, Christ.
No, we got to.
How much more do they have to, like, buy up?
We got to Rogue One this thing. Oof. Yeah.
Blow it up.
We're rebels.
That means when you go to Disneyland, you go to Disneyland, you see Deadpool walking around. Hey, kids, how you doing? You're walking through Fantasyland. Hey, kids, how you doing? That's Deadpool.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Deadpool.
It's Deadpool. Yeah.
Chimichangas.
Then that's how they sell more chimichangas at Disneyland.
He's going to be a
that's
nice.
That's what the goal is.
Yeah.
He's going to be a toned down Deadpool.
No. 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 No.
Yeah.
No.
It's Disney.
It'll be a G-rated.
No. It's Disney. No. They're kids around.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
There's a way. If you're going to see Deadpool walking around Disneyland.
No, I'm just saying it can't happen. That's not the way the character is written. There's no way you can rewrite.
I need some heckin' chimichangas.
Disney would do it. Disney would do it.
Maybe like Disney After Dark, and then I do a bunch of just R-rated movies.
There you go. Dad.
Disney After Dark.
Dad for short.
Disney. You'll laugh, you'll Dad, cry, Dad. You'll love Walt Disney's Deadpool.
Nobody has a least favorite Disney movie, huh? You all love them all. They're all great.
No, there's a shitload of bad ones. There's a lot of bad ones.
It's a lot of pressure, you know?
Pick your least favorite.
I mean, usually we get some heads up about these.
It's always the sequels. It's always the sequels.
By the way, speaking of debates
Cars
and
2.
Things we hate, I was a guest this week. I forgot to mention, I was a guest last week on the Useless Debates podcast where we talked about the best Mel Brooks movie.
Ooh.
I went with Young Frankenstein. So the choices were, they had to alter the format because they had to let me know ahead of time what they were doing.
Right.
So
there were choices.
They knew I was picking Young Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. Well, there's any Mel Brooks movie.
Okay.
So I picked Mel Brooks. Then somebody else picked Blazing Saddles. Somebody else picked History of the World. And somebody else picked Spaceballs.
Somebody picked History of the World above Blazing Saddles?
No. But remember, mm-hmm. I've already taken the choice.
Oh!
I knew John was going to have a problem with this as soon as I... Yeah. So what happened was because
that's
I already...
no good.
Well, because you have to vote. They have a vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to take the next one, and then what you do is the whole point of the podcast is you debate why your choice is the best.
Uh-huh.
It's very much like high school debate. They make you do that. They make you pick
I see.
Yeah. So I went with now I had dealer's choice because I was the guest, so I picked Young Frankenstein. And my argument was that it is the most complete Mel Brooks movie from beginning to end.
It's also the funniest.
And it's a no, it's not, because everybody's voting for Blazing Saddles. I'm losing to Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. And I guess that's the way most people would vote, because Blazing Saddles maybe is like the most laughs per minute, maybe. It's the broadest.
Yes.
With Young Frankenstein, you're getting laughs upon laughs. You're getting laughs on everything. And you're getting even more laughs if you happen to have seen the original Frankenstein movies. You're getting even more laughs, because now you're getting laughs off the cinematography and the staging and the everything.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
So.
Listen, but go on there.
I'm preaching to the choir.
Get on there and vote. Go to the Useless. Follow Useless Debates on Twitter.
I would have picked Young Frankenstein.
And vote for Young Frankenstein, because I can't lose. I cannot lose. I will not lose, Phil.
And you're right. That is the most complete, because he's nailed it from every possible angle. It's the one he loves the most. You can tell it's the genre he loves the most, because he pulls every trick out of the bag. You know?
You know, that's. I think that's my problem with Spaceballs.
He doesn't love that genre.
He doesn't.
And he's grasping. Whoever's writing that with him, they just are going for the easiest gag.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. It's just not top Mel Brooks.
No. Mm-hmm. It's not clever.
It really depends on...
Exactly.
I know there's a lot of younger people that really love Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it was like the first Mel Brooks movie they saw, they really connect with it. And Mel Brooks said that's the one that does the best, like on rental, when they were still renting and purchasing. He says they've sold more copies. I find that hard to believe.
No, I
can see that. But he said they've made more money after the fact.
You know why? Here's why, John. Because Blazing Saddles works. It's like Young Frankenstein in that it works if you've seen westerns. It bears repeat viewing. But I think Blazing Saddles is one of those movies that's like you have to watch this movie. It's kind of a rite of passage, kind of like Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yes.
But, you know, if Westerns aren't your thing, you're just going to be like, oh, okay, that was funny. But I love Star Wars, and there's a whole generation of...
That's it.
And so Spaceballs, you know, really speaks to that. And I like Spaceballs. I don't hate it, but it's just not... It's far from his best.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, if it's the only thing he made, you'd go, hey, this is pretty good. But when you find out... Well, the other ones.
I even like History of the World better. History of the World does not get enough credit. I think it's great.
You've never seen it.
I got to say, it's better 20 years later. When it first came out, I thought this is lesser Mel Brooks. Now there's such a dearth of good comedies. You see it and you go, this is gold.
Yeah.
You know, because there isn't much.
You need to see it, Jake. You need to see it. Watch it.
It really is better on repeated
videos. One of my favorite things is, what's his name? The guy that was on, I'm never going to remember his name. He was on Barney Miller, Ron.
Oh, Ron Carey.
Yeah. When he tells Mel Brooks, they're in ancient Rome, and he goes, "You are nuts, NVTS nuts."
That's a great line. I love that. How about seize them? Seize this, honk.
Oh, you know what? I think I've seen clips of it.
You have to see it. I'm going to go and watch it right now.
Right now, let's go.
It's a good one.
NVTS. That's great.
I still say that. It makes no sense. It's even better. And one of the all-time great just throwaway gags, they show the Roman Senate, and they go, what about the poor? F the poor. Yeah, so good. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, when you're done listening to Useless Debates, when you come back, we're going to have a review of Thor Ragnarok. So Patrick's going to excuse himself. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Thor.
Excuse me.
Hey, do you like movies?
Hey, do you like podcasts?
If you do, then come on down and listen to the Home Video Hustle podcast, homie.
Hustle, hustle.
Every Friday, we talk about whatever movie PJ picks out the bag. What does that mean? Well, every Wednesday on our YouTube page, I pick a bunch of movies at random. Sometimes there's a theme to it, sometimes not. PJ picks the movie up, and guess what? We watch it on Friday. We talk about it for about maybe an hour, hour and a half, whatever we feel like doing. Might give you something good to watch, baby. Come on down every Friday.
So come get your hustle on with Home Video Hustle.
You can find the show on any podcatcher app, or you can come down to homevideohustle.podbean.com. All of them in one place for you, so you can go ahead and binge it like it's Netflix. We ain't the defenders, but I like to think we a little bit better than that. Come out at your boys, man. Come chill with us. Peace.
Peace.
That was a lovely break. That was a good drum break.
That was a good drum break.
Who's that?
Beck.
That's right. Two turntables and a microphone. So we have asked Patrick and Jake to leave the room because we
are
Justine,
the dream team.
Patrick, but Justine, John, and myself. JJM, JMJ, MJJ. Which what do you guys like better?
It's an M sandwich.
Whoa.
I'm the meat and love sandwich, guys. Okay, so we saw Thor Ragnarok. I love that you saw it without your boyfriend. Love it. John saw it, of course.
Of course.
All right, let's talk about it. Where did you see it? What did you have for snacks? I'm kidding.
You're like, I don't care.
Was there Coke Zero on the fountain?
I don't care.
I saw it Thursday night. When did you see it, guys?
Saturday.
Friday morning.
Okay. Initial thoughts, Justine. What did you think?
It was great. Beautiful. I liked it. I'm like a huge fan of Loki, so it was a good movie for me. Yeah. I liked it a lot.
Did you? So we're going to spoil things, obviously. So just so you know,
spoiler.
Did you have a favorite character, and was it the same character as everybody's new favorite character?
What's everyone's new favorite?
The blue rock guy.
Oh, Korg. Korg was pretty. I didn't expect that. Right when he talked, I'm like, "What is this? Yeah, what am I watching?"
I love that he started every sentence with, "Hey, man."
And you know, that is, he's played by the director.
He's the director. Yeah.
Right when I saw that, I'm like, oh, they forgot to do the voice change. Like, they're just playing the movie without the voice change.
That's true, yeah. It's like when you hear, Darth Vader with the David Prowse's voice coming out.
Yeah.
How you doing,
mate? That's, okay, I forgot people would like that.
That's cool.
Korg. apparently, that's a real character I did not know. He came in during Planet Hulk.
And is, do you know if his character is like that?
I don't. Just like a real mellow New Zealand guy?
Probably not.
I don't think
There's
so.
There's a lot of stuff in this movie done for comedic effect.
Well, I was surprised because it looked like it was going to be lighter fare. I was not, like you said, John, earlier, I was not prepared for full-blown comedy.
Yeah, this to me almost felt like Guardians of the Galaxy, which is almost all comedy.
It was different for a Thor movie.
It sure was.
Yeah.
Because usually his movies are a little darker.
It's more scientific.
A little more somber.
And if you haven't seen it, it's the same director. The guy who plays
Korg.
Korg, the director. And I don't want to say his, I think it's
hard to pronounce his name.
Taika Waititi. He's from New Zealand. I hope I pronounced that correctly. He was also in a movie called – he directed a movie called along with Jermaine Clement from The Flight of the Conchords. They directed a movie called What We Do in the Shadows, right, which is a really great mockumentary about vampires living in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And he played Deacon, I think, the bad boy, who didn't want to do the dishes, I remember. But I think he's Deacon. I think he is, yeah. It's super funny. If you haven't seen it, check it out. And it's a lot of the same type of humor in Thor Ragnarok. And what I love about it, John, is because you were a fan of the comic, Thor.
Yeah.
You know, he's such a hard character to take seriously in a movie. You take him out of,
right,
you know, you have to kind of play this, you know, this, you know, he's this Nordic god. How do you, you have to play it for laughs.
It's hard to pull it off. And usually when he's in the Avenger movies, you got somebody to play off of.
Yeah.
Like if he's playing off of, you know, Robert Downey Jr. or somebody, you get an easy laugh because they're kind of like, you know, does your mom know you're wearing the curtains on your back?
Yeah.
There's always a wise guy. So in this one, he gets to kind of be the wise guy.
Yeah.
You know, and there were some great moments, but I enjoyed it a lot. I just was not expecting the amount of comedy.
Were you happy to see the Doctor Strange cameo?
Yes, because I really enjoyed the Doctor Strange movie.
And they really showed you how much he's advanced as a mystic.
Yes.
And I love that. I don't drink tea. So he gives him this bottomless mug of beer.
Yeah.
No, I loved that. And, you know, there'll be – of course, this is the prelude because he will be – when I think Infinity War, there will be the Guardians of the Galaxy and Doctor Strange will be playing a part in that.
Yeah.
So
– everybody's going to be in it.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. I threw a poll up on Twitter and I asked which character from the – which of the main characters from the Avengers had the best – movie series, Iron Man, Captain America, or Thor, and it was 50%, I think 120 some people voted, but it was Captain America won with 50% of the vote, and then it was Iron Man was next, and then Thor was.
Yeah. That's the way it was with the comics. Thor's always had his fans, but it's never like, you know, he's never on top like Spider-Man and Wolverine and all those guys.
I feel like this is the best of his movies.
Yeah. Well, you get to see another side of him. That's the thing. And also, if you're going to do a third movie, taking away the hammer was a great move because you have to like throw something in the mix. Like, what does he do when he doesn't have the hammer?
Yeah.
You know, and putting him in a really extreme position. I mean, it isn't until the end that he really bounces back.
Yeah.
And I thought Cate Blanchett was a great villain.
Yeah, I like that they put in an actual, I don't like to say an actual movie star, but a better actor in their movies.
Yeah.
Because to me, Robert Downey Jr. is not a great actor, just from what I've seen, but...
You don't think so? I think he's a very good actor.
Like in non-Iron Man movies?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen a movie that I really liked him in.
Did you ever see Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
No.
That's cool.
Try that one.
That's a very fun
Is that
movie.
The one that's in Italy?
No. It takes place in L.A.
Okay, no, I haven't seen it.
It's kind of a neo-noir detective movie, but he's good in that. Really good in that.
Yeah, Val Kilmer. That should have been a big hit, and it wasn't.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Good comedy.
See, I don't know much of his movies, but from what I've seen, he's just...
What about Tropic Thunder?
That was okay.
He's done a hell of a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Chaplin. Jesus Christ, he played Charlie
But he's
Chaplin.
Never impressed me. I'm just like, okay. Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Whatever. But seeing Cate Blanchett... I love her. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
And she was great in this.
And the reason she wanted to do it was because she wanted to work with that director. That's the reason she took the
really?
Movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
She did it to work with the director.
Because some people did say, gee, why would she want to play a bad guy in a Marvel movie? Yeah. You know?
She did a great job.
She really
now,
did.
Now, compare that to this someone who looks very similar. The villainess from the, what is it? I forgot her name, in Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah,
and it's night and day,
right?
And that's where we are. I was thinking about this when we were watching it. Marvel's at a point where they can just play one of their biggest characters purely for laughs. Just make a comedy with these characters. That's how good they are.
And the crazy thing is, this one did better than the previous two Thor movies.
Yeah,
they were like showing you what the last two did, and they said this one like did far better. So they said not too many studios can do better with the third movie than the previous two.
Yeah,
I mean, look at any series, and by the time you get to the third, it's diminishing returns. And they say this one hit it out
there's
of the park.
There's a few Toy Story 3.
Yeah,
you know, there's a few where they do well, if not better.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was easily the best of the three, I think.
A lot of fun
because the second one was kind of forgettable. The first one was surprised me as much as I liked it because I was never a Thor fan. So I was surprised that I liked it as much as I did.
Yeah.
But he, to me, became a character that was better in smaller doses.
Like the Hulk. That's why they don't do another Hulk movie, because he's better as a co-star and somebody else.
He was, and they, what a great duo. What a great comedic duo Hulk and Thor make.
Well, they were the only ones that can go up against each other.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hulk would pretty much beat everybody else.
And those
up.
Were the two that weren't in that last.
And this kind of
Avengers
explains
roundup.
This kind of explains why they were. And there were so many great little touches. I was cracking up at the fact that when they wake up in the Grandmaster's, when he's going down that hallway, and they're saying like, "You've been captured by the Grandmaster," and you hear "Pure Imagination" from Willy Wonka playing in the background.
Oh my God.
I was like, this is amazing.
I lost it.
Yeah,
funny.
And Jeff Goldblum was great. Another great. Another perfect.
He's just a weirdo.
Yeah, but it was perfect for that character.
Yeah.
He always plays
He's
Jeff Goldblum.
Such a weirdo.
Yeah.
Think about it. Even in The Fly, he always plays himself.
Yeah.
He's like Christopher Walken. His line readings are very odd.
Yeah.
His choices of where to put the emphasis in a sentence. You know.
Yeah.
It's he's got very strange delivery. His phrasing is really oddball. I'd love to see him in a movie with Christopher Walken because
it takes forever to end that movie.
Exactly. All their sort of crazy halting pauses. They cancel each other out.
I love it.
Your man in there from Star Trek.
Shatner.
The movie will never end.
Throw Shatner in
there. 3-hour movie.
That's true.
Easy.
That'd be insane. I don't understand.
Yeah.
And then Christopher Walken would come in and go, "To my swear."
Yeah.
Then
you
get Jeff Goldblum.
I loved Goldblum though. He was great when he's doing his little mix, his little DJ mix.
Yeah.
And I love the imagery, you know, that one scene where you have the flashback of the battle with the Valkyrie and everything. That
so
was
beautiful.
Awesome. That was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
This girl.
I was like, I want to see that movie.
And a lot of people dug Valkyrie. You know, they're waiting for Valkyrie to turn up in a movie.
Yeah. They did a good job. And they ended up, sadly, it went kind of unheralded, but they killed Thor's old team.
I know. They didn't make a big deal out of it at all.
They didn't make a big deal out of it.
She just came in and killed them.
She just came in and killed them.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't want to pay for those actors anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they you really don't need them anymore. It
bothered me that they didn't address it at all.
They just died very quickly.
They just seen kill, kill, kill.
Yeah.
She moved on.
Mm-hmm. But that kind of shows you that she's that formidable.
She's great. Know.
I love at the end, at the very end, because we've always... Oh, first of all, thank you for making fun of one of the worst things ever. And we've made fun of it on that show. It's, hey, big guy, time to go to sleep. It's time for sleepies. Sleepy time. Bedtime for...
It's great for Thor.
Yeah.
Thor's trying to do it. And finally, I think, what, Hulk just goes, stop that. Cut that out.
Sleepy time for Mongo. You know what I mean? It was just, it was so great that they kind of made fun of that.
Oh, yeah. Do you know if that's in the comics?
No.
Where did they get that? Where did that come from? Was that a Joss Whedon?
From the mind of Joss Whedon. Yeah, they just wanted to.
Now, it almost, it makes more sense if you've got, you know, Scarlett Johansson kind of purring it to you, but
yeah.
It was so funny to see Thor doing it. He's all, stop that.
Yeah.
I love that he used Point Break.
Right. Oh, he calls him Point
He's like,
Break.
Best Avenger, or Strongest Avenger. And
Point Break.
And they're like, wait a minute, this is Tony's job.
That's great about what's great about that character, whether you like Robert Downey Jr. or not, that he still looms large over the proceedings.
He
still
turns up.
Yeah, he always turns up. Yeah. His presence is felt everywhere. But
let's face it, that's the tone. You know, the first one that hit it out of the park was that first Iron Man movie. So that set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a wise guy, you know, quick with the one-liner, you know.
Yeah.
That has been sort of like the overarching
tone. But it works.
Tone, yeah.
It works. You were happy to see him turn up in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Absolutely.
They didn't overuse him.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. You don't feel like there's any of these characters where you're like, you know, this. I don't want to see this guy.
You never say somebody's overstayed their welcome.
No.
You're always glad to see him. Yeah.
Except, hey, guy. Hey, buddy. Sleepy time, buddy.
Yeah, I guess that must have been a Joss Whedon thing.
But, man, that was great. I guess
there were parts of that planet. I guess we could ask Renee. Did he read the Planet Hulk? Did you read the Planet Hulk?
Patrick has read it.
Because some of that turned up in this movie.
There's a ton of Easter eggs that refer to
Because Hulk turns up. Planet Hulk. He's on a, yeah.
I really wish I watched it with Patrick. I had a million questions, and I couldn't ask him. Because he mentioned it before, but before the movie came out. He was saying that now you actually see the emotions of Thor. You get to know him better, and you did.
Yeah.
And I can't see anything.
And you got to see a little bit, you got to see Loki. You got to see a little bit more Loki.
Yeah,
and
Loki love
has, Loki has not changed at all.
Love him.
And they got to play him for laughs as well.
Yeah, there's some great stuff.
I love his, what is it, Help Me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to do, what is it called, the routine?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
no, I don't want to do that.
We need,
help, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's humiliating. And he throws them.
It's so funny.
He's like helping him like he's got a busted leg and he just throws them.
They're just great actors.
Yeah. You will, John, here's something that surprised me when we saw we were talking after the movie and I asked my daughter. Now, she's basing this purely on the cinematic universe. I said, because my wife and my daughter loved it. I mean, it was just, everybody loved it. We laughed the whole time. It was great. And I asked my daughter, I go, what was your favorite part? And she goes, oh, it was Doctor Strange.
Wow.
And I said,
great.
It was. He was amazing.
And I said, she said, that's her favorite, her second favorite character after Spider-Man.
How about that?
In the movies. Well, I did not know. First of all, proud dad, Spider-Man takes the top spot, the best superhero ever.
Yeah.
And then Doctor Strange is right up there.
It was a great movie. They did a great job.
Yeah.
You know, and he was a perfect actor for that, you know. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing more. I hope they do another Doctor Strange movie, but they probably first have to finish the Infinity Wars.
Another thing I enjoyed was John, how did you feel about Led Zeppelin? Did you feel it was used to its maximum potential?
Well, like I've always said, they use Immigrant Song in a lot of movies, but this is like arguably the only character you should use Immigrant Song for.
Yeah.
Because it's in the lyrics. It's all about Thor and the Hammer of the Gods and, you know.
Hammer of the Gods.
And that was a great, you know, they held back to the end, the big battle. Now you unleash it.
And we always talk about how these movies kind of have to end with this big battle or something.
Inevitably.
And they kind of, this one didn't bore me.
Yeah.
And what really made me laugh was this giant demon who is basically going to destroy Asgard, and Hulk just punches him in the face. Hulk's like, you know, he just like goes right after him. Like, that's so.
That reminded me of Groot, actually.
Yeah, but it got to the character. Yeah. It got to the essence of the character. Like,
he's not afraid of anything.
That's exactly what Hulk would do.
Yeah.
Just walk up and try to punch it in the face.
Yeah.
That's how he solves all of his problems. But and so many of these jokes paid off. You didn't have to really you could walk in as a non Marvel fan,
sure,
and be entertained. I think
sure, absolutely.
And
yeah.
This is probably
most of these you could.
This is probably up there with me for, you know, this might have crept into my top one of my favorite Marvel movies.
What's it was your
a lot
top?
Of, it's a lot of fun.
Is it in your top three or top
no,
five?
No, 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 no.
But, you know, it's like Guardians of the Galaxy. It's fun. When you go see like that first Guardians of the Galaxy was just so much fun, and that's what this was. It was just
yeah.
And that's not something you would expect from a Thor movie. Yeah. Just fun. Yeah. Oh,
my favorites would probably be like Winter Soldier. I love
that's a great one.
I love the first Avengers just because they pulled it off.
Yeah.
I love the first Iron Man.
Yeah.
All the Captain Americas. I think Captain America is the strongest trilogy. I think
all three of them are strong.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Civil War is good. I loved Homecoming.
Yeah.
Guardians.
Doctor Strange.
The two, you know, like Iron Man 2 and 3 are okay. I don't hate Iron Man 2 as much as everybody else does, but they're just kind of, there's really not a lot.
No.
They try to do more with 3 and kind of give him the PTSD from, you know, New York and all that. So they kind of develop the character, but it's hard to do this because you have to do these one-off adventures, you know.
Ant-Man was
a lot of fun. Yeah.
And that's a character that... That's where they started proving it doesn't matter if people know these characters. That's where Marvel figured it out.
Yeah.
Who's read Ant-Man? Who's read Guardians of the Galaxy? But if we make them entertaining and the characters are cool and it's well cast, it won't matter. People just come and they know they're going to get something good.
That's what they did with me with Guardians.
I loved it.
Yeah. And I wanted to know everything about
them. Exactly.
Yeah, well, we didn't know anything. I remember
who read that? I don't know anybody that read that.
I've told stories where I walked into the old comic book store one day and Renee goes, "Hey, they're making another Guardians of the Galaxy movie." I'm like, What are the Guardians of the Galaxy? What is that? Here, look at this Pacific Rim trailer. So it was a nice trade. We both ended up happy, but
that's what was cool about Doctor Strange. I don't know a lot of people that knew who the hell Doctor Strange was.
Yeah,
they go see the movie, and now they're like, "Hey, this is pretty cool. Let's check it out." You know,
my daughter always liked Doctor Strange because in an episode of Superhero Squad, they get kicked out of they all hang out on the helicarrier, and they get kicked out, and they have to spend the night with Doctor Strange, and he tells them not to touch anything, and Hulk touches something, so Doctor Strange gets up, and my daughter always cracked up because he's wearing a robe, and he's got tiger slippers on, so I always think of this cartoon Doctor Strange with like little tiger slippers. He's wearing his pajamas, and I forgot. We have to spend the night in the sanctum. And that's also one where they have to be in a van with the Punisher. And the Punisher's just kind of like super skilled. Like they're not quite sure. And he's talking about, I forgot what, he's got some kind of monologue where he just goes crazy. And they're like, "We got to get out of this van." It's really, if you ever want to, it's a little kid show, but it's.
So did she, when she dug the movie, did she check out some of the old comics?
You know, she's kind of moved away from comics.
She's like 12 or 13 now.
Yeah, yeah. She's kind of moved away from comics. She's really much more into like she likes the art in the comics.
Yeah.
Not so much the – she doesn't read them.
Oh, that's interesting.
But she'll try to find stuff and she likes
– That's how I used to pick which ones I was going to pick up.
Yeah.
It was more on the who was drawing it. I wouldn't so much – I liked certain characters, but it was – more, what was the art like? I'd follow the artist more than I would the character.
Yeah.
Is there going to be another Doctor Strange movie?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was just nice. He needs another. Watching that.
He needs another one.
Yeah, so, he's going to get one, and so's Ant-Man.
So all in all,
ooh, Ant-Man.
What was your final analysis of Thor Ragnarok?
10.
You give it a 10, Justine. Wow.
But I like all the Thor movies.
All right.
So it's up there,
John.
Yeah, I give it like a solid 8. You know,
yeah. I'm right there. I'm about an 8 right there. I'm about a 7.5. Yeah. They had great characters.
Yeah.
Korg, all those characters. That was great. It was funny. It was a good dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, the story was a little, you know, pedestrian. We've seen the story a lot, so it's hard to do.
But I didn't know he was going to lose his eye. That kind of
bothered me.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is really happening?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's going to grow back, and it. No.
Yeah, I guess. I wonder if that was in the comics.
I don't know.
So much has happened to Thor in the comics. I wonder if that's
he's right. He's got one eye now.
Yeah, and I didn't know that he can summon all of that without his hammer.
I don't think he knew. I think it took him a while to figure out he could channel that.
Yeah.
But I don't read the comics, so just watching the whole thing, I was like, what?
You know,
what?
I don't think I've read hardly any of the Thor comics, and I know that they've done a lot with that character.
He makes sparklies come out of his fingers.
I loved the few scenes they had with Anthony Hopkins. I loved...
Yeah.
It's so funny because he's always in the old man getup. He's not dressed up like Odin anymore.
Yeah.
He's been sort of like placed on Earth as this old man. But I loved the explanation. He says, "You don't need the hammer. The power's not coming out of the hammer. The hammer's just to focus your power so it just doesn't go everywhere, you know? I thought that was kind of cool, you know?
So does he never get the hammer back?
I'm sure he will.
Oh, I'm sure he will. You know, in the comics, they do this all the time. Oh, he's dead. Oh, now he's alive.
Yeah. Well,
oh,
I'm going to wait for Patrick to watch. I have a million questions for him.
You know, they've done just they've done so much. I mean, hell, the new Thor is a woman.
Yeah.
Just so it's not Donald Blake anymore. And no. I think there's a whole thing.
Oh, did you like the little subtle reference to his cane where he had the umbrella?
Yeah.
I thought you would like that.
I like that. Yeah. Because I love the old Thors where he is walking around with this old gnarled walking cane. And then you just go tap, 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 and all of a sudden, boom, he's Thor. You know, that's the old school Thor.
Yeah, that's
know?
It. Yeah.
They don't do – I don't know. At some point, they stopped having adventures of Donald Blake because nobody gave a shit. You know?
Yeah.
It's like he's a – you know, he's this lame doctor, you know, when he's not Thor. And people are just like, eh, just follow Thor. We don't need him to have a secret identity anymore, you know.
Yeah. God of Thunder.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I love it. I loved it. I gave it – I would say an 8, 7.5, 8 right in there, right in that range.
I got that eye candy.
Who was that? Loki?
Thor.
Korg?
That Korg was like shirtless the whole time. Yeah,
yeah. I love that.
I love when he's holding his buddy.
Oh, yeah. I thought his buddy died.
He's like, oh, I just want to hold his remains. And he just comes to life.
His buddy was like this little sword guy.
Yeah.
Like, but I love when he tells him that, like, I love that his whole thing is, hey, man. Like, he says, hey, man, we're going to jump on that spaceship. You want to join us?
It's the last voice you would expect to be.
Yeah, just this like soft spoken.
This big blue rock guy. You think he's going to sound like the Thing.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like the Thing, you know? Clobbering time.
Yeah, no. Just the soft spoken.
Hey, man.
Horrible.
I love that it's hey, man. Oh, just a mellow guy. Just wants to start a revolution. That's all he wants
to do. I love
how
it's obvious he's been there for quite a while.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there going, oh, there's no point in trying to get out. It's going to be a long time. We've been there a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just made his peace with it.
Yeah.
He's almost like a Zen master, you know? Like, just me and this guy, the rest of us, and now you.
Perfect.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it. What did he say? He says, the only thing that makes sense is that nothing around here makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's just like, you're like, wow, that's well, you're right. He just kind of made peace with it.
Yeah, yeah, because he's not climbing the walls anymore because he's obviously been there for many years.
Yeah. You know? Oh, poor Korg. He just got to fight like warm-up fights. Isn't he says when you said I fought like warm-up before the main event?
Just enough not to get killed, yeah.
He's talking about his meetings.
Yeah.
Revolution meetings. No one showed up.
His girlfriend and Steve, or his mom and Steve, or her boyfriend. He didn't put up enough flyers. Oh, so good, dude. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the giant wolf was awesome. There was a lot of good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought they didn't show as much, though, with him.
No, but he
I'll bet you there's a lot of that stuff in the comics. I kept seeing things and going, boy, I'll bet you for somebody who's been reading Thor from the beginning, I'll bet you there's a million little references and Easter eggs. Yeah.
I love it. So go see Thor Ragnarok. And next up, you know, is Justice League. So this
– the 21st, I think.
But let me tell you, man.
I'm not expecting much.
Just watching the trailers – yeah, I'm not expecting much.
I'm going to go, but I'm not expecting it to be much better than that last one, you know.
And then
Star Wars.
And the wars. I'm excited. I got my tickets for Coco already.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm excited. My people are going to be on the big screen. It's going to be good. Pixar. They always do good work.
Oh, no. I think Justice League is the 11th or 12th.
The 17th.
Oh, okay. And then it's Coco, that's the 21st. Mm-hmm. I've switched the dates.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then Star Wars, the 15th of December, right?
Yes, sir.
But this Thor was the most colorful Thor, though.
Yeah, it looked great.
It was like a Guardians of the Galaxy colorful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was almost like 80s colors.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Even the body paint and all that.
It was
like purples and pinks and
it looked cool.
Aqua, yeah.
They go into, what is it, the anus?
The devil's anus.
The devil's anus. That was hilarious.
Good times. All right, guys, we're going to get Patrick and Jake back in here. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back. Welcome back to the Superiority Complex, everybody. We're trying something brand new today. We are actually going to, for the first time, fully merge Reanimator style with the Home Video Hustle. Not just Brent today, ladies and gentlemen, direct from CBUS, Is that what the kids say? Mr. PJ is here.
Says that.
That was your intro, PJ.
Oh, whoa. Damn right. We here. Hustle, motherfucking hustle.
Hey, there it is. How are you guys doing today?
How's it going? Good.
Pretty good.
You guys just recorded your show?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We talked about Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, you hadn't, PJ had never seen it before?
No, sir.
Do you want to spoil? Well, this is going to come out before your show, so I don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
Okay.
Are you okay?
I'll spoil it and say we didn't talk a lot about the movie, as usual.
There you go.
What I like now is that your show is becoming less and less about the movie and just what kind of memories it triggers when you see that movie.
It's all PTSD.
I'm telling you, the movie is like a jump-off point for other shit now.
There you go.
Renee, my technician's in here. He's bumping you up a little bit.
There you go. Go, Renee.
Thank you, Renee.
We need a technician.
Oh. Yeah, we need a board. We don't have a board.
Why don't we have a technician?
You guys want to borrow Renee a little bit? You guys can borrow Renee.
It's in my way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you guys want... Renee, you want to move to Columbus?
Sure.
It's cold.
Hey.
Cold.
Yeah, it is.
He's down. He's down. He's going to do it.
He's down?
Yeah. Do they still say that?
Damn right.
Yeah, I got another damn right.
No, Renee got another
damn Shut up. Don't take it away from me.
Don't steal Renee's damn right.
You know who's jealous right now?
Me.
You? Say hi, Patrick. What do you want to ask the gentleman from the home videos?
I'm just excited they're here. I don't have anything to ask.
Oh, my God.
You sound like a nervous
I'm so
fan.
Nervous.
And you're number one fan. Oh, my God.
Right? There are two red white people in this studio right now.
I'm so nervous.
I'm blushing.
He is. He's looking. Take a picture of him, Justine, because he...
I think there's something going on with her phone.
Now,
she's taking her phone apart.
Justine really wants to say hello and tell you that you need to listen to nerdy stuff.
No, I don't want to say that.
Why?
But you could listen to nerdy stuff.
There it is. There it is.
I'll tell you what.
Make it sound so sensual.
Yeah, right?
That's the idea.
Now I'm red.
Yeah.
There you go.
You got the whole studio.
I've never wanted to read the Silver Surfer more than when she says nerdy stuff.
He's willing to give Aquaman a chance.
Jake is here.
Hello.
Did Jake give anything to say to the gentleman at the home video hustle?
Just that. You guys have a great show. I've been slowly sort of watching some of your stuff. I watched the Fox and the Hound one.
Oh, good. Wow.
That's a good one.
So excited every time the guns come out.
That's
so
my
funny.
Favorite because PJ busts them. He's so bored. Yeah. And the gunplay. And PJ's just like, the gun violence. That's what does it. That's what finally does it. John, you've never actually heard Home Video Hustle, have you?
I haven't.
Now, John and PJ are two of the same because PJ just got a phone. He just got on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
John has a flip phone.
That's right.
Does not have the internet at his house.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't need it.
My man. You're on the same page.
When I need it, I'll get it. I'll make 10 years, 15 years. When I absolutely got to have it, I guess I'll buy one.
Yeah. You don't need it. You have us. We just Google everything for you.
We tell John all the lies. Yeah.
I've said it before. John gets a newspaper and knows stuff that's happening like 2 months before I ever know about it. He'll tell me, like, it's in the paper. I'm like, what are you talking about?
You're like, paper? What's a paper?
I didn't
paper?
See it on this.
You mean newspaper?
What app is that? So what's coming up? PJ, I've been wanting to ask you, and this is going to get a little serious, but not too serious. Have you given any more thought to the Song of the South and that conversation and everything? Because we talked about it a little ahead of this. We brought it up earlier in the episode. And John brought up the fact that when he was a kid, they used to actually bring that out, and you could see it in the theater. They would run it like every what, John? Like about every 10 years or something?
They'd run it out every 5-6 years or something. You know, they stopped in the 80s. They just pulled it. So that's it. We're not showing it again. But yeah, they you know, it's like Pinocchio or Snow White. They just like every 7 years, they'd say, okay, you know, we'll run it out there. And then they pulled the plug and they said, we're never going to put this on video. We're getting too many complaints. Never going to put it on DVD or video.
It's amazing that it took them that long.
Yeah, because I remember they ran it when I was in high school in 1980. They were still running it. They'd still put it out. Yeah.
Damn. You said you were in high school in 1980?
Did I blow my cover?
I mean, not like that.
They didn't know I was this old, huh?
No.
I must sound younger, maybe.
Yeah.
Graduated in 1980, boy. A fossil.
Oh, man. Yeah,
can you believe that?
Well, it's funny when PJ talks about old heads on his show, I immediately think of me and John Sandy.
Yeah.
Just like, and then we, when,
how old did they think I was?
When Brent does the old man voice, like, hey, what are you doing?
I know.
Yeah. There's no disrespect, guys. No disrespect.
No, I don't. There's none. I mean, listen, yeah, I'm old. I can't help it.
It's gonna happen to everybody. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Sooner or later, you know, you'd be going. Remember the old days when you could go to the theater and watch Star Wars?
Yeah.
Instead of putting it on your mental chip in your forehead. You know?
But the
I
nice
might
thing
have been a protester. I might have a sign out there.
Here's the thing about PJ does not like Star Wars.
Has he seen like the first three?
He's
first two.
First, he's seen Empire and the original.
Didn't dig Empire?
No. What PJ? What movies so far are better than Star Wars?
All of them.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wait, how old is PJ?
He's my age.
20. I just turned 26 in September.
Yeah, you know this. Maybe there's no particular reason he should be into Star Wars. You know.
What the fuck, John?
You know? No, really. I mean, the first three. I mean, because there's kids that aren't digging the first three already. They think it's like slow moving and clunky.
John,
and,
you can't make excuses. Yeah.
No, because I run into that at work. There are people that are like, they're like, it's kind of slow, kind of pokey. And you're like, yeah, well, it came out in 77, you know? Yeah.
Just bad people in the world, John.
It's interesting. You're starting to run into that. People that are like, I don't particularly like the first three. I kind of like the last couple, but the first three are kind of slow. I run into that a lot. Kids going, God, that first one just takes forever for anything to happen.
Uncultured
swine.
And
you're just like, well.
That was my sentiments exactly.
Well, it's like I recommended the original Planet of the Apes with Charlton Heston to somebody. And they said, I liked it, but boy, it took about a good half hour for anything to happen. I'm like, yeah, but they're setting the mood. Where are they? You know, what is this? What's that up in the, you know, what's with the scarecrows? It's setting a mood. And if it's
we don't have time for that, John. Baby.
If something's not exploding in the first 5 minutes, you've lost them. You know?
Yeah, that's Home Video Hustle. That should be the alternate title. If something's not exploding in the first 5 minutes, boo.
That's right. that's modern movies.
The Door.
Know? It used to be, set it up a little bit. Now it's like, boom.
Yeah.
So Fox and the Hound had a gun every 10 minutes just to keep him in
place. But I'll tell you this.
Is there that much gunplay in Fox and the Hound? I don't remember that.
There's a lot.
There's enough.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It comes. It's sporadic. It's sporadic moments.
That's a movie where you're hoping for more gunplay.
Exactly.
There's not enough going on, you know?
Like just a
shoot the Fox and Hound.
He wanted like a diehard shootout where they get into the chicken coop and just.
But here's the thing: if somebody saw Empire Strike Back and is not into Star Wars, it ain't never gonna happen, because that's the one. If that's not pulling you in, then it's never gonna happen. Because
that's it, PJ.
Because that's the best one out of the all of them.
John's predicting the future for PJ.
Well, yeah. Sounds like it's never gonna happen. I'm still gonna watch it.
PJ, let me ask you this. What movies have you wanted to bring to the table that you haven't gotten around to yet? Because we always know what's going on in Brent's mind. He lets us know on the videos and stuff. But what are some of the things you have in store for Brent down the line?
Besides Disney movies, any comedies. We haven't done comedies. I'm a big comedy guy. So any comedies that are how do I put this? High based or weed?
Based. Oh yeah. Stoner, so stoner comedy,
Pineapple Express.
That's what I like.
What's your favorite stoner comedy?
Probably Pineapple Express.
There you go.
That's a good one.
What about Half Baked?
Half Baked. I have that at home. I just watched that last week.
Yes. See, he's a connoisseur. PJ, your son. You have a son, and I don't want to mention his name unless you want to mention his name. But
Felix.
That's such a great name. I love that name. Felix is a good name. And how old is he?
He is going to be 3 on the 25th.
Happy birthday to – is he a Scorpio?
I have no idea.
All right. The only reason I ask is because my birthday is a week before, and I'm a Scorpio, and that's supposed to mean something.
He remembers the day, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. As long as he knows it's his birthday.
That's the important thing,
So happy birthday to him. But let me ask you, what are his tastes in movies? What is he leaning towards?
Spider-Man.
Yes!
I saw him Spider-Man, and he literally, he broke down in tears.
Wow.
When the Green Goblin was going after him and Spider-Man came up, he literally, Spider-Man, broke down in tears
man,
and was waiting for him to whoop some ass.
The proudest father moment I have had thus far. Oh, yeah, Andy jumped on a jumped on the car and thought he was Spider-Man and tried to swing off the car like he really had a web in his.
How did he get on that?
I have no idea.
Because he's really Spider-Man.
That's great. That's great.
That is fantastic. And he that's his favorite. And does he watch the cartoons as well, or is he just the movies?
Yes. Everything Spider-Man. Anything Spider-Man, that is a go.
That's cool.
I got him an action figure for Christmas. He ran off with that joint. Yes. I ain't worried about nothing now. Dude, I beat PJ that year.
That's cool.
That's the best. Yeah, that was Spider-Man is still my favorite, so it's good to hear. And have you shown him Spider-Man Homecoming, the new one?
No. He just actually just got him back from his mom. So that's on the list.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I always like to hear the stories about Felix, and he was even on the show once. I believe.
Yeah. Fox and the Hound.
Fox and the Hound. They brought him on, and he was in no mood to talk that day, if I remember correctly.
No.
That's a no.
He was in Batman mode that day. He did not want to talk.
Right.
He was all in that video that week, though.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Now, does he have a favorite Disney movie?
The movie on my hand and everything.
Oh, he did? He knows what's up. What's his favorite Disney movie, PJ?
Song of the South.
Yeah.
Jeez. He's got a Japanese bootleg of that.
If anybody had it, Brent.
That's what was really on that Spider-Man dude.
Here, son.
Say Inside Out, maybe.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good choice. Yeah.
Let me ask you this: as a father, PJ, because I'm a father, did that movie make you emotional?
Yes, it kind of did. It kind of did.
I'll tell you why.
Reevaluate. Like, I guess made me reevaluate emotions and how to deal with him and his emotions, knowing that that's how. I guess you have to learn emotions. You can learn things from Disney movies at times.
Sometimes you can. Usually Pixar ones you can.
Oh shit! This is
gonna be Pixar.
But I'll tell you what it is. My daughter was the exact age when that movie came out of the girl in that movie. So when they showed the representation of her memories and stuff and things she liked when she was a kid and they were crumbling because she was getting older. Oh yeah,
you were crying.
No shame. Yeah. I was like,
that's amazing.
I was choked up, but in a manly way.
Right.
Like in a manly way where you just like, we're like someone's on their cell phone in the theater, so you just lash out at them because you know what I mean? You feel shame for somebody for wanting to cry, so a little kid's behind you.
You sublimate your rage on somebody.
And they're kicking the chair, and you just turn around and you go, Mr. Anger, all over them. Yeah.
Stop throwing the damn popcorn still out here.
And you sounds like you're about to choke up as you're yelling at him.
Yeah. Somebody unloaded their unwrapped their plastic too loud, and I just went off. But it was because I had to channel that. I had to focus those. They were positive feelings. I just had to focus them in a
negative way.
Yeah, that's what men do. Yeah.
Had to divest them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good word, John.
Splendid.
Yeah, I love it. So Brent and PJ, do you want to give us a preview of, do you have any specials coming up as far as you're going to do, sometimes you do a theme. So I know you just had Halloween Hustle. So you did
it's still going.
Yeah. Halloween Hustle continues.
Halloween Hustle still going?
Oh yeah.
Cool.
What are you going to do for Thanksgiving? Is there a special coming up for Thanksgiving?
Actually is. And if Besada Geek is listening, he actually talked about it, and not the new episode, but the one before this. He actually mentioned it and how much he hates it, and I was so happy because we about to do it.
Which one?
Do you want to say what it is?
Thanksgiving.
Is that a movie? Is that a real movie?
There's two of them.
Oh, yes. My God.
Thanksgiving. And they were filmed here in Ohio, too.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Tell us tell John what it's about, and I just want to look at his face while you're telling him.
I've never heard of this,
I think it was the Indians years ago. They were mad at the pilgrims for what they did, so they put the soul of a guy inside of a turkey, and it comes about at Thanksgiving, and it kills people, and it talks and cusses and does all kind of stuff. It even has sex with a girl at one point.
There you go.
And it has an extra small gravy-flavored condom. I'm not joking.
Damn. Extra small
it's
gravy.
One of my
flavor.
Favorite movies.
That's crazy. Was that direct to video or is that like a theatrical movie?
Direct to video.
Okay.
Now wasn't there a Jack Frost movie that had a similar plot?
I have it here on Blu-ray. I just got it. Killer Snowman.
Renee
anything
Singh,
like
yes.
that I got here.
Jack Frost.
Was it called Jack Frost?
It was called Jack Frost. Yeah.
Yep.
Renee's Jack seen Frost, it too.
So you're going to want to see that the snowman, right?
Snowman.
Yeah.
I mean, two. It was second one was Jack Frost 2.
It was like
Attack of the Killer
yeah,
Snowman.
Yeah, Attack of the like, and he had like little snowballs that were attacking people in the second one.
Crazy.
In
like Phantasm like, snowballs?
Yeah.
Like kinda. He had small kinda. Snowballs?
Yeah, he his own snowballs. You know?
Gotcha. Crazy.
Yeah.
How about that shit?
And that was that one took place in like Hawaii. Yeah.
Sorry. Second snowballs one. In Hawaii. How'd that happen? How does that work?
It's great. It's great. I watch it every time in December.
Wow. Anybody in that we've ever heard of?
Mario's dead.
Mario's dying right now.
Jack Frost.
He's having a... Oh my God.
What did we miss?
I thought you made that. I thought you made that up. Hawaii.
The second one takes place in Hawaii. That's what he was laughing.
Wow, he's got tears. Mario's got tears coming out. He's laughing so hard.
That's the stupidest thing.
Oh my God.
But I love it. It's great. You should watch it, Mario.
I'm going to watch it now. Right after I watch Chopping Mall.
Now that one I've heard of.
Yeah, Chopping Mall, man. Chopping Mall. That's a good one. I mean, good. Good.
And
yeah,
of course.
Has PJ seen Chopping Mall?
Nope. I got to make him look at that one day. Mm.
And then, of course, Leprechaun and Outer Space.
Hey, then
they already did Leprechaun in the Hood.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything?
There's like five of those or something. Yeah.
Yeah. All good. What about Critters? Remember that movie? It was like a Gremlins knockoff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
What about Tremors?
How about we do a home video hustle?
I like Tremors.
Ooh. We coming to L.A.
Hey, there you go.
I thought that was the game plan.
There you go.
Yeah, well, here's what you guys do. You pick a movie out of the bag. Give us like a week before you get here. Because we have to
get it converted
to VHS so John Sandy can watch it.
We watch it together. We already discussed this.
We'll just put it in here. We'll put it on in here. We'll
watch it together.
Yeah.
We watch
Wrath of Khan.
Why don't we go rent out a theater and like watch it legit style?
Like Elvis.
Oh, Dolomite.
Yeah.
There we go.
Rudy Ray Moore. These kids haven't seen it.
Nope.
Let's do it.
You've seen it, John, right?
Yep.
What about Human Tornado?
Haven't seen that.
That's the sequel.
I got all them movies
in there, too. Let's do a Pam Greer set.
How many movies are in that set? It's three, right?
No.
There's more?
There's Dolomite. There's the Human Tornado. There's Petey Wheatstraw, the Devil's Son-in-Law.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
Disco Godfather. There's the Return of Dolomite. I got Shaolin Dolomite.
What?
I got The Monkey Hustle. I got what's the other one called?
They just kept going.
Rudy? I don't know. There's a couple of them are stand-ups, but yeah, I got all that.
That's great. Rudy Ray Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Does not get enough credit.
Oh, hell no.
Because those movies
were here in Ohio too, actually.
Those movies were kind of underground, you know, here. I mean, and then what happened was when I was growing up, in hip-hop, Dolomite got name-checked all over the place in the 80s. Even the Beastie Boys name-checked Dolomite. Mm-hmm. So it was something where, like, when I worked at a video store, I remember that's where I first saw it. That's where I first saw it. And I was like, where has this been all my life?
Yeah.
Because you're like, I was like 15.
It's probably one of the first things they put on video, too.
I was 15. It was the perfect age to see a Dolomite movie.
That's about how old I was, too, I think, when I first saw it.
Yeah, because you're like,
I've had it on VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray now.
How does it look on Blu-ray?
About as good as you'd expect.
Yeah. You can only make movies that old look that and it's low budget.
Yeah.
So you can only make it look so good, you know?
The cool thing about the Blu-ray is they found an actual, like, film reel cut of the movie and not the old, you know, bull one they had with the mic all in the shot.
Ah.
So it actually is a better-looking version
that's
that way.
Cool.
It ain't got the boom mic in every shot no more.
Oh, that's interesting.
Nice. I wonder if that was just a different – because sometimes what they used to do is they would shoot it one way and then blow it up. So you would lose all of that stuff.
It's dependent on what theater you saw it in. And like the projectionist could kind of cure that sometimes by how he framed it on the screen. Yeah. But that sometimes you sit through a movie, like an old movie, you go, God, there it is. They're in the kitchen. There's the boom mic. You know?
Yeah. Those are the kind of movies that Brent and PJ actively seek out.
They're out there.
Oh, yeah. Some of our favorites. Yes.
So let me ask you guys this. Of the movies you've done so far, which have been your absolute favorite? What's your absolute favorite Brent and PJ?
Excluding Demolition Man. Excluding Demolition Man.
That's great.
I was about to say, that's the one we gave a 10 to.
Yeah, he gave a 10 to Demolition Man.
Oh, well, you gave it a 9. I gave it a 9, yeah.
Better than Star Wars?
Animator, too. Damn right.
what's your least favorite that you guys have done?
No, we.
He's gonna. You know.
Don't say Fox and Hound.
Nope. Oversexed Rugsucker from Mars.
Yeah, that was the one I was telling you about, John. It was like a direct to video.
He gave it a zero.
Star Wars.
Oh, hurtful.
Same page.
See, now it's just.
Well, it's every.
That's just to get a reaction.
I don't. I'm not. I won't bite.
What you need to do.
Mario's turning colors here, man. He's turning purple, green.
Harness that anger and then take it out on the store clerk when you go to like the grocery store.
I'm going
to
yell at one of you guys in a minute.
Yes.
Look at Justine still hasn't talked.
Channel the anger. She's on the phone.
What else is new? We get people complaining, you know, let Justine talk, and then she sits here for half an hour just on her phone.
How come you keep cutting her off?
Well, the nice thing is the people who are going to complain about her not talking tuned out at the 30-minute mark, so they're never going to hear this.
Yeah.
There you go.
What now?
Damn right.
What now? We should put that on a shirt. What now?
Damn right.
What just happened?
I don't know. Brent and PJ make me laugh. I wish you guys were in the room here with us.
Life would be better.
It'd be too hype.
It would be most hype.
Did you just trying conjugate to make it that feel bad.
My wife is somewhere cringing right now because she heard me say
repeatedly for her.
Yeah, hype.
You're supposed to go.
Boy. I like my man from the Chappelle Show that was going like holla holla holla.
You're supposed to be going, honey. Is this hype?
Is this hype? Are you hype? I'm so hype. I'm gonna not stop saying hype.
You chill, bro.
Don't say chill.
Chill.
You're trying to make your wife angry.
That's like opposite of hype.
You know what she's going to give you, though, man.
You know what?
Don't say you're not afraid of her.
Here's what I'm going to say right now. Hype. What now?
Next boom. Time we see him, he's going to have two black eyes.
The door. She doesn't like it? The door.
Oh, we might have a new catchphrase, too, on this new episode coming out. I thought of something.
You guys always have a new catchphrase. I've told these guys. Get out there and make up a catchphrase to put on a shirt. We need to start selling merchandise, and they don't do anything.
I don't think we could put that one on a t-shirt, though. Well, we could if we don't care.
Yeah, right.
Do it. I'll wear it.
If it's a blank t-shirt, is it my quote?
I'll wear it.
What's your quote?
It's a blank t-shirt.
If it's a blank t-shirt, is it my quote?
Oh, I get it. That's good. Hey. See, you finally talked and I ruined your joke.
Yeah, you did.
Out of nowhere.
It's all right.
It wasn't worth it.
Justine, why don't you talk to Brandon PJ for a while? The rest of us will shut up.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
And go.
But I don't know the movies that they watch. Every time they talk about a movie, I've never even heard of it.
Brent, take over.
Like, it's hard to listen to it, but I can't.
PJ cried at The Notebook.
Justine's
there you go.
The Notebook? I didn't even cry during The Notebook.
I'm soft. Or blast, PJ.
Yeah, right.
Get her.
She also felt like she laughed at the X-Men one at Logan.
She did what Brent Xavier did. Brent did that too.
Did you?
Yeah, when Xavier died, it wasn't in the most recent Logan movie, but he did it in another X-Men one where he laughed.
Jesus. Heartless, both
serious
of you.
And also Toy Story 2.
I did laugh at Toy Story 1 when your boy Buzz Lightyear tried to do the flying thing and he fell.
Hell yeah.
Your arm
that was funny.
That's the song I want played at my funeral. The song that he's singing when he tries to do that. When they're loading me in the torpedo tube, Brent, you write this down. You want
Randy Newman?
I want the Los Lobos version of I Will Go Sailing No More. All right?
I'll go sailing.
Yeah. No, not Randy Newman.
You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me. So, what happened to Justine talking?
Yeah. What always happens?
I got it too.
All right.
Oh, sorry, go ahead, Justine.
Brent, I'm sorry. Continue your interview with Justine. I apologize.
I just like that I heard more of them when it was my turn.
Hey.
See?
Silence.
Cool.
Justine, dead air.
Yeah. Like crickets.
That's the Cardinals.
Justine, take over. This
What's
is your
the movies that they watch? Because they talk about these old movies I've just never seen.
Like Dolomite.
Like Demolition Man. I don't even know what that is.
Whoa. Oh, my
what?
God.
I still consider that a recent movie.
I have not.
I watched it the other day at the house, and she was in the room, and she's like, "What the hell are you watching?" I'm like, "Demolition Man, Sylvester Stallone."
Now, what was that? 80s, right? Like, yeah. Late 80s?
Now, what year was that, Brent?
It's 93.
93.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I was born.
But, wow. So here, watch. Let me help you. Let me help you, Justine. Justine, you're going to tell me your favorite movie, and then Brent and PJ will give you their review.
A favorite movie?
What is your favorite movie?
Just any favorite movie?
Your favorite movie.
Can you break it down to something? Like,
your favorite movie.
How about the best movie you've seen in the last 7 days?
What would you watch right now?
I like Roman Holiday. But I don't even think you guys watched that.
That's the one, Brent, that's the one my wife was telling you about. That's her favorite.
That's why I was laughing.
Yep.
That's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Give it. Okay, what's your favorite movie of like the last 10 years?
Thor. Yeah, they watched that recently. The last one that just came out.
Oh, I can't say nothing, man.
You know who Justine likes? The Thor.
All right, it was fun talking to y'all. We got to head out now, y'all.
See, you broke it. You broke it, Mario.
And that was the straw.
Well, we
got
to go, man.
They're not coming to LA anymore.
I ruined it.
Unfriended on Twitter.
I'm not going to lie. Worth it. Worth it. Posada Geek is going to be so proud of me. The Thor. That's what she says.
The Thor?
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen Fright Night? I just watched that.
Yes, sir. Seen it multiple times. A lot of times.
Yes,
love
ma'am.
That movie.
It's kind of, I mean, it was kind of lame in my eyes, but it was good. It entertained me.
Oh, it's super lame, but I still love it, though.
Yeah, right? That's how I felt about it. When the girl's in the room, and then they just close the door on her, I'm like, she can't break in or anything, or break out of it. No one remembers that? I just recently saw it, so it's fresh in my mind. She's like turning into a vampire. She's locked in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, well, they close the door like she can't get out of that room. And I just walk off like they're good. I don't know. The whole
door's closed. We're fine.
Yeah,
what struck me, I hadn't seen it in a long time, I forgot about that whole 80s disco sequence.
Oh, yeah. That's right. When
yeah,
they're
yeah.
dancing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And it's the neighbor from Married with Children, and you're just like, this is not working.
Oh, that's why she's familiar.
Yeah, that's her. What's her name? Marcy.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't put her into anything. I didn't know why she was so pretty in the movie. She didn't look like it.
Brent, are you, by the way, are you into, because that's like a nod to the old Hammer horror movies. Have you watched any of those, Brent?
I got a lot of them upstairs, yeah.
Yeah, and PJ hasn't seen any of them, I'm assuming.
Nope.
That was in stereo.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Before we say goodbye, we're going to go around the room, and we're going to name a movie. And PJ's going to tell us whether it's better than Star Wars.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
There's no trick to that. It'll be everything.
No, watch.
I won't take part in it.
Not everything.
Patrick, you have one?
Do me last.
Bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was
save the best for last.
Justine?
The Little Mermaid.
Damn right.
Oh, no. Come on, son. Nah.
See?
Oh, bro, hold on. That's going to be a fight now.
Okay, wait. Let's let them hash it out. Gentlemen, continue. That's it. They're done talking.
There you go.
They've murdered one another. Jake?
I didn't know you were talking to us.
No, I was going to say, you guys hash it out. So, Brent, do you disagree with that?
Yeah, fuck the Little Mermaid. That movie was
okay.
That's I figured it wouldn't work.
Did you know, Brent, did
just
you know,
off your whole time.
Little known fact, Justine has a Little Mermaid tattoo on her forearm. It takes up her whole
that's
forearm.
Fine. It's not the movie, so that's all right.
Scene by scene.
No, it's the storyboard of the whole entire movie on her arm.
That's right. It goes down the next arm and up the leg and the whole bit.
Yep. Jake, what do you got for him?
Lord of the Rings.
I was about to say, don't say Lord of the Rings.
Damn right.
Really? You ain't even seen Lord of the Rings.
That's all I need to see. It's already
better. I can put it like this. Star Wars, 2 hours and 5 minutes. Lord of the Rings is like 3 hours and 37 minutes.
The original ones are like 2:30, and then if you watch the extended editions, they're like almost 4 hours each.
That's still 2:30. That's still longer than Star Wars, PJ. Remember that.
Yeah.
you're okay with that, PJ?
That's undecided.
Got another one, Jake.
John, what do you got?
Oh, man. Let's see. I was going to say Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Never seen it.
I knew it.
Oh, hey. Got to see that one.
But he's going to say, you're damn right.
Okay. How about, Alien.
Alien.
Never seen it.
Whoa. Neither of you?
Hell no. I love those movies.
Okay, I was going to say.
That's the next one.
Actually, before we had to do the Q&A episode because we met up late to record, but we were actually going to do Alien that week, but we had to drop it.
Damn.
Get that back in there.
Hell of a movie to drop.
It's coming back.
Check it out. Yeah, all that's right. A good one. Yeah.
Jake, what do you got? I looked right at Patrick when I said that. Jake, what do you got?
I'll wait.
Say my name. What's my name? Why'd you say Martha?
Patrick, what do you got?
Actually, John's on the right track. Batman. Tim Burton's Batman.
Yeah.
Original Batman.
Better than Star Wars.
Yep.
Have you ever seen it?
I've seen bits and pieces only because of Dad. Damn right.
All right. Cannibal Holocaust. Better than Star Wars.
Sharknado.
Never seen it.
No, what about Cannibal Holocaust?
Oh, no, that's a negative.
You said fuck no.
Fuck no.
Yes, I did it.
You finally did it. Yeah, you finally did it. Yeah.
You found something that he hates more than Star Wars. There you go.
That's right.
Are you proud of yourself?
Y'all listeners will get to know that ours won't because we didn't say it on our show.
Damn.
I've actually watched Cannibal Holocaust again since that review.
I thought you swore it off. You said you were never going to watch it again.
Oh, I got one for him.
Sex Rug Suckers, too, and I've watched that since then, too.
I got one for him.
What do you got, John?
Okay. The Human Centipede. Better than Star Wars?
You ain't never seen that? Oh, we got to watch that now.
Yeah, that movie is crazy.
Nope.
That movie is garbage, too.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. I haven't even seen it. I can't even get to the trailer.
Did you watch
it's not that bad.
Oh, well, how about the third one where the guy goes to prison and...
That one is trash.
Holy cow, man.
Yeah. Super trash.
What were you going to ask, Justine?
No, I was going to ask if they watched the other ones after that first
one. They just get worse.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This
one had a baby fetus get smushed under a pedal, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't know. I don't know why I'm asking you that.
Did you see him, Justine? Yeah, that's the second one. That's the second one, Renee says? Renee has seen it.
Yeah.
Renee, why aren't you on Home Video Hustle? We really need to.
I'll go over there sometime. Yeah.
Yeah, Renee will go out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
He'll run their boards.
He'll run the boards for you guys.
Definitely.
Here we go.
There you go.
He does good box.
Okay, it works. It works really well if you just point your head in his general direction and yell his name really loudly, and things get fixed.
Yeah. That's what we do. Renee, get in here.
Fix it.
Yeah. Renee, will you edit this show for me?
Sure.
Just edit the first 90 minutes out and then put the Brent and PJ part in.
Okay.
And we'll call it
You could do
hustle.
That.
Home Video Hustle.
We'll just call it this week on Home Video Hustle. All right. We're not going to say 10 goodbyes. Thank you guys for sitting in on another segment. PJ, I know you had to stay longer to do this, but we appreciate it.
It's okay. It's okay. I appreciate you all. I appreciate all the love.
And honestly, everybody in this – Brent already knows we like Brent. He already knows. We don't need to tell him anymore. But
I'm right.
But we
it's like I heard enough, goddammit.
But PJ, it's fun to listen to both of you guys, and the reason that show works so well is because both of you guys bring your own energy and your own it's fun to hear you guys bounce off of each other. And it's honestly the highlight of my week. Me and my wife both love the show. So keep it up. I don't care if you guys hate each other. Just keep watching those movies.
Damn right.
Yes. See? Doesn't that make you feel good? It makes you feel good inside.
That's your shirt. That's your shirt. Gives you the warm and fuzzy.
Damn right is what I'm. That's your shirt.
There it goes.
Damn right makes you feel good inside.
That's right. I'm going to go see my mother right now. My mother's 84 years old. She could tell me she could break down crying and tell me she loves me. Will not feel as good as when PJ gives me a damn right.
Hit him with another one. Damn right.
I'm so pumped up right now. I'm going to groundskeeper Willie
right,
and just.
Damn right.
Hype.
Okay, now you lost it.
Nicole will never talk to you again.
That's okay. You know why? Because PJ still loves us. That's all we know. That's all we care about.
The circle of life.
The circle.
You're making the circle of life.
Oh, we just talked about Lion King. We were talking about that before. We summoned PJ by talking about the Lion King.
Damn right.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And you guys can be here for the sign-off because we're saying goodbye now. So for Justine, who's on her phone, for Patrick.
Bye, guys.
For Jake.
Goodbye.
For John Sandy.
See ya.
For Renee on the boards. For Brent and PJ from the Home Video Hustle, we will say fight the power, and this transmission ends now.